Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it is hour number three, Bart and Han, Ellen Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. What do you say we go full buffet the rest of the show? It's Wednesday?
Hump day.
Is it? Yeah, it's Wednesday. Right, Wednesday. It is a Wednesday, so yeah, hump day. Let's get through it with you, 800-919-3776. We've had so many calls throughout the show. We've missed some people who have different things they want to talk about, so let's get into it with you, and it's everything. So it's if you want to do the Islander Ranger game from last night, certainly. If you want to argue about whether or not that was a dirty hit or whether it was just an accidental hit and all that stuff, you want to debate that stuff, let's do it, because I watched it. I was right there. I saw it. Obviously, the Mel Kiper mock out to the Jets at 10. He still has him taking Bowers, the tight end. Bart hates it, says no, disagrees. How do you feel about that? About the Giants, Malik Nabers, but also Mel has them trading up in the second round, the Giants, and trading up to the first pick of the second round to take a quarterback, but not Michael Penix, Bo Nix instead. Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? All those things. And then the Knicks, with a big win in Chicago last night. They tie last year's win total. And with a Heat loss tonight, the Knicks can officially clinch a playoff berth in the top six. But with the Giannis Antetokounmpo injury, could the Knicks find a way to the second seed in the East? It is there. They are only one game back with three games to go. There's a lot happening. The Yankees off to a historic start. At 10-2, their best start since 2003, and we all know how far they got that year. So, again, tons to get to and more with you. But first, it is hour number three. It is Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. A special power hour because it's featured by the greatest segment in all of sports talk radio.
Barstradamus?
Absolutely. No, not Barstradamus. This is some new one. This is taking over the world, Craig. Taking over the world.
Craig.
And it's finally that time that all our listeners we know have been waiting for. They've been clamoring for. They wait all week to get the hump day. This is when Barstradamus passes the baton to MC Mayo, Marshmallow, Milk of Magnesia, my dog. It is finally time. For Triple H. Are you ready to play the game? Hans Hoops Hierarchy, brought to you from Sam Wellpaid Institute for Pain Management. It's that time. Let's get to it.
Basketball is my favorite.
Having a hard time figuring out where things fit?
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
You're in the right place.
What I say when it comes to this basketball team is the law.
Here's Hans Hoops Hierarchy.
Game blouses.
All right, so what we decided this week with the playoffs starting next week, as teams are maneuvering to see what seedings they get and everything else, is, you know, when you look around and you say to yourself, there's a lot of guys in the league. They really need to win a championship. Like the time's running out on some of these guys, and it's going to affect their legacy. So what players are under the most pressure to get a chip? Now, I'm not going to include anybody that already has
one. To get a new chip? Okay.
Yeah. Not a new chip. So, like, KD, he's already got, like,
two.
I'm talking about a player who the cupboard is bare. They have no championships on their resume, and could that hurt them down the road, especially when it comes to Hall of Fame time? So, let's go through the list right now. Now, again, you don't have to be at the end of your career for this, because sometimes your team situation,
your best opportunity,
could impact. That's right. So we begin with. You want to give me the
number five.
Number five, I think, is an obvious one. It is. It's Dame time. It has been Dame time. I mean, there's a reason why everybody in the league was like, come on, Damian Lillard, you're not going to win one in Portland. They're never going to build a championship around you. You got to get out of there. You got to demand a trade. You got to accept the trade. They got to trade you. Well, they finally did, and they sent him to Milwaukee. And there was this feeling of Lillard and Giannis together. Boy, that'd be a great tandem. it's been all right. It's been all right, but it has not been great. And the feeling in Milwaukee, I was just there, is that they don't know if he's really the best fit. He does not guard at that position. He is getting older. And the thought is that this idea of him winning a championship with Giannis in Milwaukee, this might not work. Mm. And, you know, he didn't sign long term. So they have a short little extension.
He may try
and
to
now
Miami
with the Giannis
all.
Injury, and who knows what he's going to look like with a calf issue going into the playoffs, is Dame time up when it comes to winning a chip? Does he have to go to another team to chase a chip? Because it, I mean, how could you possibly look at what the Bucks are right now and think this is championship caliber? So Damian Lillard, fifth on our top five list of players who need to win a championship.
Number four.
This is one of a couple of young players, actually one of two young players on this list. And I put them there just because you're saying the clock's ticking, but I do think it is impactful for them and their place in their current generation. So number four, Luka Doncic. Now, Luka is playing at an MVP level this year. What he's done in the second half of the season, he's really going to push Nikola Jokic for MVP. That's how good he's been. And the Mavs are winning and winning big lately. So Luka's doing everything you're supposed to do to be a guy that's considered an MVP and one of the best players in the league. The problem is there's something still missing. Winning a championship. Are the Dallas Mavericks with Luka and Kyrie a championship contender? The answer is still no. They're really good, but I would not put them in that echelon. They are not better than the Nuggets, but they can get to the Western Conference Finals. If they can, maybe they could pull the upset and Luka can finally get to a final. He's only 25. He's got lots of time left in his career. But again, you wonder how much time does he have with Kyrie before things go south, as they always do. And how much time does Dallas have with Luka before he says, get me out of here because I got to win a chip and it ain't going to be in Dallas. So Luka, number four on the list.
Number three
is an obvious one. The question isn't whether or not he can win a championship. The question is, will he ever? Because James Harden has been on some really good teams in his career. James Harden has had prolific seasons. He's had MVP years. But when James Harden gets to this time of year, when it's winning time, James Harden disappears when it matters most. He's going to be 35 years old next season. The Clippers are a really good team. They have everything it takes to beat the Denver Nuggets. They've got star power. They've got wings. They've got a bench. They've got a really good coach, and they've got physical bigs that they can throw at Jokic and beat him up for a seven-game series. If there's a team I would pick to win a series against Denver, I would probably take the Clippers over everybody else because they're built to do it. Here's the problem. As other people in the NBA have told me when I've asked them about the Clippers and their chances of making a run, they all say the same thing. With James Harden, doubtful. Mm. Because when you need him most, he gives you the least. And so James Harden is a guy whose legacy is not going to be about triple-doubles and MVPs and scoring titles. It's going to be about the fact that he had never won a championship despite playing on some of the top teams of his generation. So Harden on the list of players who desperately need to win a championship.
Number two
is a guy that can't get over the hump, which is the second round. Which is Joel Embiid. It's always been someone else's fault, right? Originally, it was Ben Simmons and Brett Brown, the coach. They couldn't get it done. Get them out of here. They bring in Doc Rivers. They bring in James Harden. Who's gone? Those two. It's their fault. Doc wasn't good at adjusting. Harden not good enough. Get him out. Now it's Tyrese Maxey and it's Nick Nurse. Does it continue to be their fault? Or the common denominator has been Joel Embiid, who every time at the end of the season is tired. He's always broken down. He's always injured. It's always something why he can't be 100%. Well, he's back from injury. He's playing great right now. But in the playoffs, something always goes wrong for Embiid physically, but yet it's always someone else's fault. It's time. He won an MVP. They've got a good team. They could be even better next year if they make some moves. Joel Embiid needs to win a championship. And that leads us to Bart.
Number one.
Number one is another young player. Who should have a long runway. But what's going on with his franchise and the reality of things going forward might make it seem like, despite his young age, the clock is ticking for Jason Tatum.
Oh.
The Boston Celtics are the best team in the NBA. They're the best team in the East. They have a runway to the NBA Finals. It is the Boston Invitational in the Eastern Conference. But think about this. If they get there and still aren't good enough to beat the Denver Nuggets, and they lose again, that's two finals that they have reached. Think about that for a minute. In the last 3 years. And they won't have won. And then they have this. He's due for a contract extension. It's $340 million, right?
Two players.
Affording him.
$700 million.
Right. And Brown. And Drew Holiday has an opt-out.
Yeah.
It's possible that the Celtics, if they were going to keep this whole thing and keep the team together, they would have four players making over $30 million a year on it. That is not sustainable with the new rules in the NBA.
Who's the third?
Yeah, I think Porzingis is on that list too, right?
Oh, wow.
So it's just when you look at it from a business standpoint and the rules in the league, it's hard to believe the Celtics run this thing back as is. You can't do it. So they have tough decisions to make, and one of them might be Jaylen Brown. We might have to trade this guy.
Trade him? Who going to take that big-ass contract?
I'm just saying, it's a lot of money. And you look and think, boy, Drew Holiday is a lot. He means a lot. Derek White means a lot to this team. Porzingis is a great fit. But somebody's got to go, and you don't want to give up on a guy like Tatum, who's an MVP candidate every year.
Well, he's the best player you have.
But once that happens and the East is going to get better, the Sixers are going to get better, the Knicks are going to get better, the people are going to add pieces, the Celtics' best opportunity to win a championship with Jason Tatum might be this year.
Yeah, the time is
That's
now.
Why I put him at number one.
That's
so what do you
list.
Think of that list?
That
Am I missing anybody?
List, but let me close it out. That's Hans Hoops Hierarchy brought to you by Sanwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit sanwellpain.com. It's a list. It's a good list, but
it's a list.
It's just Tell one guy. It's just that. It's one guy that comes to mind that I think is like a budding star, but he's like the first line of the second tier, but he's the best player on his team.
Okay.
Like Jimmy Butler, close but no cigar.
You know what? I love that you said that, because that was one of the names that I had in consideration, Jimmy Butler. But you know what's weird about Jimmy Butler? I never sense anybody looking at him as if like he has to win a title for his legacy, because it feels like his legend of playoff Jimmy is already established as like a great playoff performer. And it's like, yeah, but he didn't win. But nobody seems to think, oh, he's got to win. I don't think anybody holds that against him.
Because you know why? Because I don't think people consider him a superstar. I think he's on the star level of like Paul George. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, also surprised you to say Chris Paul, but you know, nobody expects the Golden State Warriors.
I think it's already gone for Chris Paul. You know, I do. I think it's gone. Like, I don't think it's ever going to happen. And if he does, he's as a secondary player. He's not as a main piece, right? Yeah. So Chris Paul, although he's a name of a guy that you said he does need to win one, I think that went out the window about 2 years ago.
I mean, you put
Butler
James Harden there, but you didn't put Paul George there either.
I don't think he's at that level either. Paul George has never been an MVP. He's never been at that level.
But he's been the Scottie Pippen to somebody's Michael Jordan.
Yes, he has.
So it's pressure for him as well, because like he's been star gauging and like jumping up in 90-day fiance. You know what I mean? Because he went to OKC to try and replace Kevin Durant and become that that Russell Westbrook wing man.
That's when Russ wanted him there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that didn't work out. And he's been out here trying to figure it out with the Clippers forever. So he's right there. You know, before James Harden got there, Paul George went in and tried to link up with a two-time MVP winner and Kawhi Leonard to create a super team.
And I wonder if Paul George realizes this ain't it.
So he's going to go try and run. So he'll have his pressure would be on when if he go join Joel Embiid. And it's like, he has to win one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if he ends up leaving the Clippers and going to either Philadelphia, New York, something like that, then I think you're right. Then I think maybe he does go on that list of, okay, you've bounced around enough. You want to establish your career. You probably got to get one.
Yeah.
You know, but
can we not say Devin Booker?
That's a great one. That's a great one.
He's on a
Devin
super team.
Devin Booker's a really good one as well. He's been to the finals once already before.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's
joined a super team.
Yeah, now he's got KD and Beal, and they suck. Did you see them last night?
Yes. To the Clippers.
32-6?
It was like 33. I saw 33-66.
And then, of course, they were up by 30 most of the game, and then all of a sudden it's like a 12-point game.
Yeah,
it's
like
so
crazy.
NBA. It's so, like early in the – if you are leading by 20 or more in the first quarter or early second quarter, just know that game's going to be within 10 at some point. It's just, you know, it's
human
just
nature.
Too long of a game.
It's just a – it's a matter of fact.
Am I missing anybody else? 800-919-3776. Because I like Dame is an obvious one because of the trade. Harden is an obvious one because it's been the thing that has chased him his whole career. You know, Embiid, another obvious one. Embiid is on the verge of becoming what Patrick Ewing was in New York. Embiid in Philadelphia. It's like just it's never been good enough, and always something goes against you, whether it's an injury, whether it's a bad call, a bad bounce. Like, again, that Kawhi shot in 20 – what was it? When the Raptors won the championship.
Boing, 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 boing.
That Kawhi shot – 2019, right, the KD year.
Boing, boing.
That Kawhi shot was such a heartbreaker to him. That's why he was in tears. And then it's what happened last year was even more egregious when they had that series in their pocket.
Yeah,
and they just fumbled it away.
And I feel like he's been like bad luck. And you know, for the last 2 years, he hasn't really had the co-star. Maxey is a guy who's developing into that, but he didn't have like that. Maxey in a dream situation, Maxey last year, the year before, they would have had a true number two next to Joel, and then Maxey would have just been that Ginobili, Parker type of player. You know what I mean? That spark, you know. But Maxey's been forced into becoming a secondary star, and now he's grown into that role. But, you know, that takes time. That has to simmer. That has to stew. That has to, you know, come together.
And I think Maxey with Embiid is a dangerous duo.
Yeah, but they
and
need
you
a
see
third.
The way Maxey plays.
You need one more guy. Tobias Harris ain't it. You got to let Tobias Harris go, bring in a guy like Paul George, and then now you may – and then build out some more bench depth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then I think you can go.
Well, that's what – and again, that's what I fully expect that's what Daryl Morey's going to do. The general manager there, he is not a guy that sits on his hands. He's going to get to work this summer.
If it's not Paul George, maybe DeAndre Murray is a guy that they can maybe get.
It sounds like they're going to trade Trae Young.
Yeah,
all the whispers are
Trae
that
Young
Atlanta
with the
might trade Trae Young.
And to the Spurs.
Yeah, and the Spurs want to get a winning team
Now you got to get shooters around Wemby. You got to get shooters around Wemby now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious. Guard.
Yeah, and I remember we had the caller too about the Wembanyama face of the future face of the league, and people like Wally and I had a great debate last night on MSG about this, and like Wally says it's Jokic, and I'm like it's not, it can't be Jokic, and so that's an interesting
because he's
as
Mike
well.
Trout. Jokic is Mike Trout.
That's
he can care
a
less.
Perfect parallel.
He don't even want to go to the damn parade. He's like, man, I did what I was supposed to do, man. Can I go home?
I just want to go home.
I just want to go home, play my horses, man.
I
go
won
around
you championship.
My people speak.
I won you championship. I want to go home. I don't want to do this parade. It's not interesting to me.
It's cold.
I stand outside and walk
it's
around.
Denver. Do you think I want to walk down the streets of Denver in the summertime? It's still cold.
800-919-3776. So we'll get back to your calls on, again, we'll go full buffet. Islanders Rangers last night had some controversy at the end. What'd you see there? The Knicks with a win, a loss for the Heat tonight, and the Knicks clinch. And Second place is legit there, but there are some people saying, I don't want second place because you might have to face the Sixers or the Heat in second when you play the 2-7 matchup. I don't want that. So are you feeling like, no, avoid the second, get the third, whatever it is, we certainly have it with you. 800-919-3776, your calls and more coming up. K-Show, of course, coming up at 3 o'clock. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, the sun is gone. We had beautiful weather yesterday. I think it did it touch 78 degrees? I know it was gorgeous day yesterday.
Did it? I don't even remember, man.
No, it was on my way into the garden. I had the windows down, the whole thing. It was gorgeous.
I was hosting an event with Uncle TB.
Yeah, I heard you and Tannenbaum had a little thing, right? How was that?
It was cool. You know what I'm saying? Talk to
you
the people.
You don't sound thrilled. You don't sound thrilled.
Got to take out an electric Cadillac.
Oh, really?
Drive it.
You like it?
Burn rubber. Took it to the it's cool. It's called the Levo. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, no.
It's a new electric joint. Try to get
me,
one
you got
for
me
free.
Intrigued enough to now need to know.
Yeah, it's like
really,
it's,
really selling me on that car, Bart.
They picked the right spokesman.
Oh, no. Inside the car, I did a whole commercial for him, son.
Yeah, they do that.
Did they tell you the name of it when you were in there?
It's like one of, you know how like these new electric cars, they always got these like weird names. Starts with an L, a Nevo or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. You know, those can be different, man. You know, everybody trying, it's been so many names of cars. You know what I'm saying? They just be throwing it out.
The Lyric?
Yeah, the Lyric. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Lyric.
Right. Elevo.
Oh, I thought it was the Lyric.
It is Lyric.
I thought it was the Nevo.
Yeah, but it's not Lenovo.
Yeah, Lyric. It's all good. Lyric. Yeah.
With a Q.
Oh, see, I ain't look at it. They just told me what it was. I forgot.
All right.
I showed up, took it out, spin it.
Right, let's get some calls. 800-919-3776. Dale in Queens. Go ahead, Dale.
Hey, Alan. Hey, Bart. How you guys doing?
What
How
up?
How are you?
Great, great. Good to hear you guys. The guys who have the pressure of winning an NBA championship,
yep.
Here's one nobody talks about, and especially this year when his team's doing very well. Rudy Gobert, honorable mention, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah,
Rudy Gobert,
I don't know if people
have
like
the Gobert. Accolades.
I don't know if I put them at that level. Yeah, I don't know if I put them at that level.
Yeah, because man, I don't know. They're so good, you know. And
yeah, but I'm talking. You're talking about. I mean, like the players who are getting that kind of attention and haven't won yet. That's like the highest of the high level, Dale. Like I don't know if those two guys are on that level at all, to be honest with you. Let's continue with your calls. EJ in East Meadow. EJ?
Oh, fellas. So here's the thing, and Bart, they can't wait. Every single day I replay that thing. Every single day I wake up to it. New York is do this all the time. like we have to like pause a quick second. Jalen Brunson is amazing. I mean, I literally just converted my wife to watching basketball because of Jalen Brunson. He's amazing. The idea of bringing in another superstar, I'm with you. We need one. We need something to take a little bit off. But what do we do about the fact that if we bring in like a Devin or anybody, you name the superstar, whatever, okay, you bring them in, yep, and then what do we do with them? Because you we win. Still have to let Jalen, he's got to eat. He's got to do his own thing. It has to be someone who's willing to deflect. I don't feel it has to be somebody who's willing to deflect. And I feel the team, even if we had Julius back, I feel that we would be at that stage where maybe we can compete and maybe we can beat the Boston Celtics and so on and so forth. I don't know if we bring in somebody who's literally got to dominate the ball and have 35 minutes and then they beat us and then they eliminate Jalen from being who he is, that is going to ruin the team.
EJ, you sound like you're going through the anxiety of worrying about bringing in the wrong player. But I got to tell you something. If you bring Devin Booker and put him next to Jalen Brunson, you are a championship contender. If you bring in Kevin Durant and put him at the four, you're a championship contender. If you don't, you are a little engine that could. You are a good team that might have a chance, not a team that should be considered a contender. You have to add high-end talent if you want to win. And I think good players know how to make that work. And Brunson's not a selfish guy that would get all, I'm not getting my shots and all. He'd not like that. I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, because he did that for, like, you know, Luka when Luka came back.
I'm telling you, it's he's one guy that you could pair a lot of people with and he'd have no problem playing with. Tom in West Islip. Tom.
Oh, hey, this is awesome. I've never been on the radio before. Thank you for taking the call.
You got it.
That's really cool. You guys have a great show. I was just talking to the gentleman before. I was just saying, like, you know, as a Rangers fan, it's annoying because, like, I feel like everything I read everywhere, Rangers are always an afterthought. You know, like, I mean, like, you read any article and it's like, what are the Rangers not doing? Or are they going to be out in the first round? Are they for real? But, like, if you look at our record, and I'm not just talking about the points. I know the points are close in a couple places. But, like, we have 53 wins right now. The closest mm-hmm. team has 49. Mm-hmm. There's four games left. We win one or two. No other team is going to win as many games as we are, period. You know, like, we've beaten every playoff team. Every playoff team has Rangers on it. Mm-hmm. We have a Norris winner. We have a Vezina winner. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the winningest goalie in U.S. history. We have all these things going, and it's always like, I don't know, are the Rangers good enough? They don't have McDavid. It's like, it's just very frustrating. It feels like the Rangers are always slept on. And, I mean, I get it a little bit for you because you're an Islander guy, but, like, I just feel like it's like that everywhere.
Yeah, you Islander homer.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I think I've been in, I've seen the Rangers all season, and I think that they're a legit team. Like, I love the job that Laviolette's done since he's come in. They have everything you need to win. That's what they have. But Tom, tell me the team that isn't being talked about like that. Tell me the team that everybody's like, they're perfect, right? Like, nobody talks about teams like that. What we do, though, Tom, what we do in sports is you look at a team like the Rangers and you see them for what they've done all year. And then you say to yourself, well, what can take them down? Because it's been how long since they last won a championship? It's been how long since they last got to the finals? So the feeling is how do they get
Carolina, though, or Colorado, well, or one of those other teams?
Again, confidence comes from demonstrated performance. And I think it's a little different.
What has Carolina done that we haven't done?
Carolina's gone a lot farther than the Rangers have. Carolina's been there every single year consistently. They've been an excellent franchise. They are very hard to play against in the postseason. And then there's Tampa.
I mean, we've beaten them in the postseason. We've beaten them in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
We're beating them in the Metro right now.
Tom, let me just let you know that the regular season means nothing. It means nothing.
Right.
What you did in the regular season has no impact on what happens in the postseason when it comes to matchups and everything else. That's a reality. I'm telling you the Rangers have everything they need to win a Stanley Cup. That's fact, but it's a long road to get there, and what we do when we talk about teams is try to figure out, okay, what can they do to win, and what could get in their way, what could happen, because that's all part of the discussion. We do this with the Celtics. The Celtics have dominated the East. The Celtics are far and away the best team in the East, and all we talk about is who is the one team that can challenge them, who's a team that could take them out, because that's compelling. Because it's interesting to see what can happen.
I don't know. I just always feel like we're on the bottom half of the conversation.
I got to be honest with you.
I get like having to have something to talk about.
Tom, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you this. I swear. I've been following hockey all my life. My whole family, they're all Ranger fans. So I know that team inside and out. I never remember a time where the Rangers are the team that is always pushed to the bottom. If you ask anybody that's a Devils fan or an Islanders fan, they feel like the Rangers are always praised even when they aren't as good and the other teams never get enough attention. That's true. That's reality. But I think this year they're that good of a contender, and that's just what we do with contenders. The same thing happens to the Yankees. The Yankees could be the best team in the American League East this year. But when we get to September, Bart and I will spend time wondering, will they hold up? Somebody going to get hurt? You know, Bart, this is what we do.
Hey, the Yankees are the most miserable fans ever because they can't enjoy having great regular seasons because that usually means disaster.
But it is.
They can't even enjoy having great records during a regular season. Oh, we win 100 games.
Well, we always win 100 games. Well, here we go.
Let's talk to somebody that actually knows what the hell they're talking about with this stuff. This is somebody I know that is not only a Rangers fan. He also is a budding broadcaster. He is also a former player. This guy knows all about the emotions and everything else. He could give you the player perspective of, you know, regular people are idiots. They have no idea what players are thinking. But he can also give you the fan perspective of, these players don't get how hard it is to root for a team like this. So Johnny and Syosset. Johnny, is Tom out of pocket saying that the Rangers are slept on and always pushed down and not given enough credit?
Well, first of all, long-time listener, first-time caller, that was probably the nicest introduction I could have ever gotten in my life. I love what Tom is saying. I don't think he's necessarily correct. But I also want to make a point that you made, Alan, where you said the regular season doesn't matter, and I think Bart can touch on this too. Hockey, everyone says, is the most physical sport. Physically demanding, 82 games. They got knives on their feet. They hit each other. They fight. Yet, it's the only sport where there's no reward for coming in first place. There's no bye. Every other sport has these divisional round matchups. The Rangers right now, while they are competing for the President's Trophy and number one overall in the league, they can't sit their best players because if, God forbid, they rest guys and lose a game or two, Carolina jumps them, and they end up playing the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round, which nobody wants to see. So it's crazy to me that we talk all these things about, you know, 53, 54 wins, whatever it is, and competing for the regular season when what you said is right. The regular season doesn't matter because no matter what, you're playing a seven-game series against a team that has just as much of a chance as you do. We saw it last year with the Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins. So I think if you want to make the regular season matter more, give a team that wins a division maybe a first-round bye or something. Like, you know, we're talking about all these play-ins and expanding the playoffs. The NBA's done it. You know, they have a 9-10 game or 7-10, 8-9 matchup, and then the 1-2 seed face a team that's probably a little more tired, a little more battle-tested. You don't get that in hockey, and yet we talk about it being the most physical sport out of all four.
It's funny. The Tampa Bay Lightning are basically the Miami Heat of the NHL. They're that team that nobody wants to play in the first round because they could sit there and just, you know, slog through a season, then show up at the end, and then you're like, oh, crap, not this team. And that's essentially it. But you know, that's the problem with both of the sports is that in your first round, you're playing a team like that in the play-in. But hockey doesn't have, like you said, doesn't have the bye. NBA doesn't have the bye either. But you are playing play-in teams that have to already play some games. So essentially it feels like that. But I want to talk specifically about the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, so Johnny, is this a team that is being slept on? Because that's what Tom was saying. He was very upset with us that they're a slept on team and they're not given enough credit for everything that they've done.
I don't think they're being slept on. I mean, it's so tough because the Eastern Conference right now, you know, everyone wants to find something that's wrong with the Rangers. It's not that they're being slept on. It's that they don't necessarily make a ton of sense. Because when you look at the way they play and everything at 5-on-5, like, there are a lot of struggles. And I think at times they rely on their power play. Like, look at last night's game. The Islanders, you know, while they hold on to that win and win 4-2, the Rangers don't score a 5-on-5 goal in that game. Their power play is what got them back into it. The Islanders shot themselves in the foot in that game. You know, that first period, it was all Islanders. Mm. The Rangers had no business being in that game. And that's a big game for both teams. So I think that's why, you know, last night is somewhat of an example where there's been so many games, you know, last week against the Penguins. Trouba turns over the puck in the first 20 seconds and the Penguins have it in the back of the net in another big game. Like, there's just ways to put away teams, and you see teams like the Dallas Stars who go in and take care of business and don't necessarily have many holes, whereas a team like the Rangers, while they continue to find ways to win, and good teams do that, every game there's something to critique, and there's a problem. There's no perfect game. Even, you know, the best win of the season we talk about was that MetLife Stadium game.
Mm-hmm.
Five goals.
It was crazy, that, like, game. It was crazy.
You know what I mean? Right. Like,
Johnny, this analysis, by the way, is off the charts. One last
thing. I have one question for you before I go, Alan.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm not going to get
you. Unless you're kicking me off.
Well, you know, we do have a thing on radio where we have, like, a time limit, but I will. But I just want to know if you feel the Pelech-Zibanejad thing was what Peter Laviolette said, dirty.
I think it couldn't have been more of an accident. I also think that there's no way that Zibanejad slew-footed Palmieri. Like, I think both things were.
I didn't ask you about that. You don't have to do that.
An accident.
Okay, totally an accident. Perfect. What's the question you had for me?
I know you're a big college hockey guy, Frozen Four, not getting enough love. Who's your team to watch this weekend?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'd throw up my mouth, BC.
I agree. If there's anyone who hasn't watched college hockey, that Boston College team is probably one of the best college teams I've ever seen play.
Just absolutely an insane team. And they're all going to be in the NHL next year, the whole damn team. Like, it's unbelievable.
Crazy.
Thank you, Johnny. See, that was good analysis.
He should be our playoff horse whisperer, right?
I like that.
Have him come in every year,
so we get a segment with him.
Yeah, a segment where he comes in. We talk about the games.
Let's call it Johnny Hockey. And he just comes on and he gives us, like, some, like, playoff hockey little segment. You like that?
Yeah, or maybe Johnny Be Good.
Well, we could play Johnny Be Good, but we call it Johnny Hockey.
Okay, yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
Johnny Be Good.
All right, so Bart approves. That's what we're going to do.
Gives me a whole segment off. unless the Red Wings are playing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only time you'll ask a question. No, you can't take the segment off. I gave you two already in the show. You
Johnny
owe me. I worked this morning.
What are you working,
get up?
You tell me.
How about first
put a word in for your boy. We can make it the Barton Hine get
as
up.
As if I need to put a word in for you.
Brandy!
No, not yet for Brandy. Not yet. We'll finish up with calls and more before we hand it off to the K Show. But for, bet on the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. Your game, Knicks and the Celtics. Now, does Boston still play all their guys? The Knicks still need the game. Boston does not. Keep an eye on that when it comes to your parlays. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Allen to bet on the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 older, physically present in New York. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You feel for real.
I thought you were about to say fifth.
You see J. Cole's soft ass after Kendrick came after him.
You consider that soft?
He came back. I feel bad about what I said about you in my diss album.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with just making
come on,
nice?
Man. This is all
you know,
in
what?
The,
we don't need to be like this.
No, man. I wanted to hear the comeback to the comeback. You heard. I think of Jill Scott or somebody said, I'm just here for the bars. Like, listen, I can't wait to hear the next stuff. And then he going to squash it.
I'm sorry.
I got some breaking news.
I hope he's saying okay. Oh, we got breaking news?
We do have some breaking news, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Newsday's Tim Healy. The Mets have moved Kodai Senga to the 60-day injured list.
Oh, man.
Now he's not eligible to return until late May.
See? Same thing
happened
to the
Yankees. No word yet on whether this is indicative of any sort of setback for Senga. The Mets have been very cautious with him. So that's not great. The ghost pitch. Now he's just a ghost.
Casper. Friendly. Soft. Good.
No, that's soft, but just still, that's not great news.
Come over here, take my money, and then you don't can't even put the ghost pitch.
Take your money, and he did have the ghost pitch. It just these pitchers are breaking down right now. And is it spider tacky and lack thereof? Is it the pitch?
And ain't
clock?
No pitch clock because if the
it's
pitch
somebody's
clock
fault.
Pitch clock wouldn't jack you up this early in the season.
Spin
pitch
rate,
clock take time to take hold.
Spin rate something. That's not good.
Let the spider tacky come back, man.
I agree. Heat Mavs tonight. Like I said, keep an eye on that game. The Heat lose. Knicks are officially in the playoffs. K-Show next. See y'all tomorrow.
Allen got to be working 10 minutes, 10 hours.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.